Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday, horny. It is French Toast Friday, baby, and I'm frying up some catfish, too, let me tell you. Listen, it's September the 16th, 2022, 12:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 1:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patati. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum. Listen, got a special musical salute for independent artist Trap House Trap. Do you hear me what I say up in here? Trap House Trap, independent artist Tel Casper, and I Am Zeke got some hot stuff on today. Listen, I don't have to keep telling y'all. You know your job's up in here. You know what your job. Listen, Rodney, make my drink. You know I have to have my drink when I'm doing my shows. You know how this works up in here. Listen, put the Gumba Rum in the glass, the ice, and then you stir. Okay, what is the matter with you people? Listen. I want you guys to do me just a small little bitty favor while you're on Facebook. Use the keyword Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like, and I will greatly appreciate it. Now listen, y'all know who listening to all this great music on. I mean, this is a bad showcase on today. Bad musical salute. You know who's going to be listening to this music. Come on, engineer. Why work today? Come on. Yes. It is people all over the world. People all over the world is hearing your music on today. Listen, musical salute for independent artist Trap House Trav, independent artist Tel Casper, and I Am Zeke. Let me tell you something. First up, I got this some great music. I got to tell y'all. Listen, y'all check this out. Trap House Trap got some hot music on today. And on today, it's all about millionaire music. You know, I'm always talking about millionaire music. If you don't understand millionaire music, I'm going to explain it to you on today so you can understand what is going on. I keep telling y'all, the day of the starving artist is over. The bones is buried in my backyard. Listen, there is no more starving artists. Listen, get that out of your mind. Get it out of your mind. There is no starving artists. Listen, repeat after me, everybody. I am a not starving artist. I am not a starving artist. I am not a starving artist. The bones are buried in the backyard. The bones are buried in the backyard. Listen, and the bones are not coming back to life. No, 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 no. Listen, I dug the hole. I put the starving artist bones in the hole and covered it all up so they're not coming back. Listen, not even for Halloween. Listen, let me tell y'all. Not even for Halloween. Now, let me tell you something. I got some bad banging music. Balcony Views by independent artist Trap House Trap, Balcony Blues. Now, let me tell you about Trap House Trap. Born named Travis Gale, was born and raised in the south side of Jamaica, Queens, New York. He attributes his passion for expression to his dad's love of music. Gale has been making music professionally since 2020. Let me tell you something. He's been making music since 2020, and he already has the idea and the concept of what? Millionaire music, baby. I'm going to explain it to y'all. Hold on, baby. But has used writing and poetry to express himself since he was in elementary school. He loves using his platform to tell stories and inspire people. He currently lives in Atlanta, Georgia. ATF, baby, pushes up to the home team. He spends his time as a manager and, when not a manager, an artist. Trevor has been using his platform more recently to speak on his experiences with mental health. He aims to increase awareness and believes that it should be talked about more, especially in hip-hop, rap, and black communities. Do you hear what I'm saying up in here? His latest single, Balcony Blues, aims to do just that. Now, listen, just yesterday, and of course, he didn't hear me say this yesterday. Yesterday, when I was doing an episode, I was talking about music, and I says to independent artists, you guys got to connect your music to a mission and a not-for-profit organization or a cause. And this is what Trap House Trap is doing. He's connecting his music and his craft to something that's much bigger than his music. Listen, so he's connecting it to mental health. And I'm telling you, I got some stuff I'm going to share with you about his song and what he's doing. I'm going to explain a little bit more. I want you guys to take a listen to this song, Balcony View, Balcony Blues, and it's hot. Balcony Blues, it is hot, hot, hot. Also, I'm going to send the Spotify links over when the music is playing. This is a live show, people. So when the music is playing, I'm going to send the Spotify link over to some individuals on Twitter that always is begging and pleading for more music. So this is Balcony Blues. Take a listen.
Balcony Blues. Balcony Blues. Balcony Blues. Balcony Blues. Balcony Blues. Balcony Blues. Balcony Blues.
Balcony Blues, I sit on the balcony all through the night just to process my thoughts. Balcony Blues, I sit on the balcony all through the night just to process my thoughts. Balcony Blues, I sit on the balcony all through the night just to process my thoughts. Balcony Blues, Balcony Blues. Balcony Blues, I sit on the balcony all through the night just to process my thoughts. Balcony Blues, I sit on the balcony all through the night just to process my thoughts. Balcony Blues, I sit on the balcony all through the night just to process my thoughts. Balcony Blues, Balcony Blues. Balcony Blues, Balcony Views. I process my thoughts but I'm getting confused. Don't know what to do, it's pissing me off cause I don't wanna lose. You walk in my shoes, it comes with a cost and I'm paying my dues. I'm praying to who? The man on the cross. There were some days I had no desire to chill, I couldn't be bothered. Went through a phase, the doctor prescribed me some pills to handle my problems. Stuck in the days, I didn't know what I could feel, I might have had trauma. Life is a maze through all of the valleys and hills, that's word to my mama. Stare at the wall and then I do nothing. Hours go by and I struggle to function. Lucky enough I was working remote. Balcony Blues and I search for the hope. Heart is still beating, repeatedly pumping. All the more reason for me to be something. Catching my triggers and learning to cope. Writing my feelings then burning the note.
Hey, can you hear me?
Balcony Blues.
Alright, cool. I just wanted to say I'm so proud of you.
Balcony Blues.
Even through your darkest days you found a way to get
Balcony
through.
Balcony Blues.
So thank you for being you and I love
Balcony
you.
Balcony Blues. Balcony Blues, I sit on the balcony all through the night just to process my thoughts. Balcony Blues, I sit on the balcony all through the night just to process my thoughts. Balcony Blues, I sit on the balcony all through the night just to process my thoughts. Balcony Blues, Balcony Blues. Balcony Blues, I sit on the balcony all through the night just to process my thoughts. Balcony Blues, I sit on the balcony all through the night just to process my thoughts. Balcony Blues, I sit on the balcony all through the night just to process my thoughts. Balcony Blues, Balcony Blues.
I love that. I love that. That is Balcony Blues. You know, and listening to that song, it reminds me of so many times when I was a teenager growing up, how we used to sit on the balcony and how we used to sit out on the front. And listen, I know exactly what he is talking about, honey. There's been countless nights that we would sit out on the balcony, and sometimes I would sit out on the back porch. We call it the back porch or the front. either way, we would be out there. And sometimes the kids upstairs, you know, we grew up together, so we're like brothers and sisters. We would sit out on that back at night and just sit there. Sometimes we would just talk and talk. And so now that I think about it, now as an adult, as an old fart, I'm just an old fart, now looking back and listening to this song, Balcony Blues, it was really therapeutic. It was really therapy because the things that we would talk about, we would listen to one another, and we would just talk and talk. And listen, I am telling you, it was really therapeutic. And, of course, we know anything about no therapy back then. You know what I'm saying? Well, nobody's going to no therapy back then. So, listen, we handle our problems in all different kind of ways. And we would sit back there, and we would chit-chat, and we would talk. Now, listen, parents, if you think your teenagers, if back then we had issues going on, can you imagine what the teenagers and the young people are dealing with today and all the stuff that's going on in society? So, listen. He's got a great song, Balcony Blues. And, you know, teens, they chit-chat with you, and they handle things a different kind of way in these days. So, listen, we got to talk to our young people. We got to talk to our young adults because there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on in their headspace. And let me tell you something. I love what Trap House Trap is going on. And listen, I talk about this all the time in Millionaire Music. And I want you guys to check out his Shopify profile. He's got a really, really nice idea. And I talk about this all the time. Listen, listen, you've got to hear this. I talk about this all the time in Millionaire Music. Millionaire Music is building multiple streams of income. If you have not heard me talk about it, that's what Millionaire Music is, building multiple streams of income through your music. And this is what Trap House is doing, whether he knows it or not. That's the way he's doing. Because, listen, on his Shopify shop, he's got a great thing. And I always talk about different ideas to bring in revenue and resources into your business. Your music is your business. Your music is your brand. So listen, he's branding himself. He's branding himself, and he's talking about a really great cause on his Shopify site. Now listen, it is the-traphouse.myshopify.com. So listen. When you get to Shopify, if you put in the keyword Trap House, T-R-A-B-H-O-U-S-E, it should bring up his shop. And I love this. It is Balcony Blues Pillow. I keep telling you guys, he's thinking, oh, glory. So he's thinking outside of the box. He has a pillow. I keep telling you guys, you don't always have to use merchandise like a T-shirt or a cap. He has a pillow. I'm telling you, this thing is really, really phenomenal. Listen to what I'm telling you. It is a really nice light blue pillow, and it is talking about his cause and what he's believing and what he's trying to raise awareness around mental issues. So listen, on the pillow he has a picture, but this is the best part. When you turn the pillow over, there is a list of resources on the back of the pillow. I am telling how he is really, what's the word for it? He's using his ingenuity, right? He's using his creativity. He's using his ingenuity on this pillow. It is the bomb. So resources on the back of it. He has 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, Active Mind. There's just a list of resources. And people, I'm telling you, this is the bomb. It's a beautiful indoor pillow. Contain the cover art for Trap House Trap single Balcony Blues. On one side, it contains a list of mental health related resources, and on the other side, it has his song and the cover art picture for Balcony Blues. How bomb is that? This is so bomb. And listen, we need this. Everybody needs this. Everybody needs to have a resource and something handy that you can put your hands on right away. A pillow and a pillow. Listen, and I bet you when you get the pillow in your house, it's going to make you feel good. You know what I'm saying? You can use that pillow, put it on your sofa, hug the pillow, you know, and it's just wonderful what he's doing. I love it. So listen, I got some more great music that's coming up for you, and I'm telling you, it is going on today. It is going on. I got independent artist Tell Casper. He's got some good music too. Tell Casper, and also I Am Zeke. He's got a great song as well, and I want you guys to take a listen. This is the bomb. It's about Millionaire Music building multiple streams of income. Did you hear me what I say? Multiple streams of income. There is no more starving artists. We want to get rid of that. Put the bones. Listen, put them bones in your backyard. It ain't coming back, not even for Halloween, can I tell you? So listen, we are doing it up in here. And I got some great music for you by Tell Casper. It is Tell Infinity. I want you guys to take a listen to this, and also have music by IMZ. Right now it is Tell Infinity by independent artist Tell Casper. Take a listen to this. Once again, it is Tell Infinity. You got to love it. It is enjoyable. It is the bomb. Take a listen. Take a listen up in here. And remember, once again, the name of the song is Tell Infinity. Take a listen. Take a listen. Take a listen. Once again, the name of the song was Tell Infinity. The name of the artist is Tell Casper. And let me tell you a little bit about his backstory and his bio. He's an upcoming talent based in Manchester. He's a singer-songwriter with a vibe of sad, slow love songs in a style inspired by Drake, Party Next Door. He was featured on BBC Radio a few times, and I can see why, because the song is the bomb. It is the bomb. And he has a few other radio stations that he was featured on. He was born in Lagos, Nigeria. Then he moved to Italy, and now he's in Manchester, UK. So let me tell you, he's got some hot stuff, great, great, great music. And also he has his website and Spotify link. If you look him up on Spotify, it is Tellcasper. Let me spell that for you. Tellcasper. Yes, indeed. He has a really nice web page. It is the bomb. Nice photo. Very clear. You can see what's going on. See, listen, you guys got to do it. See, listen, he's been featured on BBC Radio 107.3. in London, Block 105 FM, Brooklyn, Fiji. See, guys, you can do this. I keep telling you guys, you can do it. Listen, when you're really serious about your craft, there is nothing that will hold you back. Listen, I am telling you, there is a burning fire in your soul. Listen, this is how you know you are doing what you're supposed to be doing. All right? There, it will be a burning fire in your soul, and nothing will be able to put it out. I'm telling you, but God, heaven, truth. If you're in music because you just enjoy making music, that's great. But listen, there's a set of people, artists, that's in music because they got a fire burning on the inside. They got a fire burning in their soul. And I am telling you, it ain't no fire truck in hell and nowhere else that can put out that fire. You hear what I'm saying? So listen, that's how you know the difference. That's how you know that you are doing what you're supposed to be doing. Listen, I'm all about purpose. I talk about purpose a lot. So when you know, the way that you know that you're fulfilling your purpose is that fire that's burning in your belly, that fire that is burning in your soul. Nothing can slow you down. Nothing will stop you. Listen, let me tell you something. That's not to say that you won't be challenged. You will be challenged. I'm telling you, when you really got that tough fire in your soul and in your belly, and you're born to create gold, bricks and bars of gold, honey, I'm telling you, you will be challenged like all tomorrow. But listen, let me tell you something. You're being challenged, and when you get challenged, all it's going to do is build up your muscle. Your muscle what? Your muscle to get through it and to get through it. Listen, I'm telling you, there is a way to get it done. That's always in my mind. There is a way to get it done. Listen up. Even when you don't have the money to do what you need to do, There's still a way to get it done. There is a way. You will find a way. Listen, if you're dealing with a specific budget, and we've all been there, honey. I done been there a million times, honey, so I can tell you, when you're dealing with a shoestring budget, you will find a way to get it done. Let me tell you something. So listen, if you got that fire in your belly, you better know God put that fire in you and ain't nothing going to put it out. That's why nothing can put it out, because God put the fire in your belly, and you know you're walking in your purpose in life. You know you're walking with a serious mission and a vision, because you got some people to uplift and inspire, honey. Now listen, this is I Am Zeke. I Am Zeke. I got some hot music. Some hot music from him. It is My Soul Salvation. And I'm telling you, what a way to go into that song, right? What a way to go into that song. This is My Soul Salvation. You're going to love this. It's some hot music. This is I Am Zeke. Once again, I Am Zeke. He got some hot music. And I'm telling you, he creates music with a mission in mind. And what he does is he does thought-provoking lyrics to make you think. So this is My Soul Salvation. Now he's got a greater mission, because you know what? He's working with the Father in mind, and he does lyrics. Oh, I want y'all to check this out. This is My Soul Salvation.
My Soul Salvation. Under one nation. Soul Salvation. Under one nation.
Elohim.
Yes, I'm him.
Yes, I'm him.
My soul salvation. Under one nation.
Elohim.
Yes, I'm him. Read it in the books and hymns, proverbs and songs written from me and them, the prophets giving to you bread unleavened. I teach, preach. Yeah, that's what I do. I'm see. With your eyes, hear with your ear. Everybody draw near, cater, and give to the fear of Elohim. Seven fire flames in heaven. Yeah, I'm coming in to give you a testament. Revelation is what sent through the Gospel of John, Matthew, Mark. Yeah, you know I'm the one, the Son of Man. Peace. My soul salvation, under one nation, of Elohim, yes I'm him. Soul salvation, under one nation, of Elohim, yes I'm him. Reading the minor prophets, the major prophet, don't matter, they all go together. Just read it and look at it in any interpretation. Whether it is the King James Version, Message, I say the NIV, yeah they be same if you look and see. I be the seed, Abraham seed, open up your eyes, now you see me, unveiling. So you can see I am the Son of Man. Give my commandment and a decree, coming straight from the King. That is of all kings. Lord of Lord, know what I mean? My soul salvation. Under one nation. Of Elohim. Yes, I'm him. My soul salvation. Under one nation of Elohim. Yes, I'm him. Bet you didn't know. Ooh, now you know. So here we go, moving forward into Revelation. Read it in Revelation 1, Micah 2, Jonah, Obadiah, and I even give it through Jeremiah. Yeah, read book 1 and 2. Yeah, it be scripture from me, call me the S-C-R-I-B-E, Christ that come from me, the living word, yeah, I'm thee, my soul salvation, yeah, one nation, under Elohim, take a picture, I am him, yeah, I remind you of everything that was spoken before me. Yeah, I'm the eternal seed, fire flame on, now I be. For eternity, live forever. See on and on and on and on. I be moving in my zone. My soul salvation. Under one nation. Of Elohim. Yes, I'm him. Reading in the books and hymns. Proverbs and songs came from me and them. The prophets don't knock it. I'm the living word. I be true. Forever and eternity. No getting rid of me. Breathing and out. Now you see. I reside with thee. My people. Yes, it's the sequel. Never find another one like me, my equal. So now you know.
All right, all right. That is My Soul Salvation. My Soul Salvation. Independent artist, I am Zeke. Listen, let me tell you something. It's been a stone cold blast. I am pretty much out of time. And I'm telling, I want you guys to remember, millionaire music, millionaire music. You know, even if you're not aiming for millionaire music, reach for what you can reach for. You know what I'm saying? Listen, if you're not going for millionaire music, always do the best that you can do. But what you are doing. You know what I'm saying? Always try to present a product that is the best that you can possibly produce. Because, listen, we all start from somewhere and we're all going somewhere. You understand me? So, listen, no matter where you are in the journey, no matter where you are in the journey, you can always strive to do it just a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? It takes time. Believe me, I understand. It takes time to get all the pieces of the puzzle together. So, listen, and you ain't going to get there overnight. Let me tell you something. I'm an old fart and it takes time. I've been working at this a long time, since 2007. Let me tell you. So, listen, the way God works on you a little bit at a time. There is no way. Listen, and this is for everybody, whether you're working on millionaire music or not, God works on everybody, every single human being, just a little bit at a time. And you know why? Because God, in all of his infinite wisdom, understands we are only human. There's no way he can work on us on a whole lot of different pieces, because we wouldn't be able to sustain it. We wouldn't be able to go through that. So what God does, he works on us just a little bit at a time, just a little bit at a time. And some of us have freaking heart attacks when he works on us, because we don't recognize and realize it is him. It is him that is working on us. Listen, and it's for your benefit. It's for your good. And you know why he does that? Why he works with us a little bit at a time? Because he's working on you so you can help somebody else. Listen, so we go through life lessons. We go through life lessons. Listen, and if you don't learn the life lesson that you're going through right now, good God, you're going to keep going through it until you get it. Some of us get, I know I was going this way, but let me say this because I'm pretty much out of time. Some of us got bricks in our heads. You know, and when I say bricks, I don't mean that you're a dummy. That's not what I'm saying. Some of us got bricks in our heads. And the reason I say that, because the life lesson that you're going through, you're having a hard time understanding the lesson. So listen, you know what's going to happen. You know what will happen. If you don't get the lesson one way, something else is going to be the same lesson. You're not going to recognize it until you start going through it. And you're going to say, well, dog, I just went through this. What is going on here? The universe. I know a lot of people use these words interchangeably, the universe or God. But listen, you are getting the same lesson a second time around. If you believe me, you better try to get it the second time around. Because what happens when it comes around the third time, it's going to be harder. It's going to be rougher. And you're going to be going through like hell until you get that lesson, until you learn it and learn it good. So listen. And when you learn that lesson, it's for you to better you and for you to help somebody else along the way. So listen, those lessons are meant to help you and somebody else. So listen, let me tell you something. I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. And guess what? I'm coming back to do it all over again. In the special words of Don Cornese, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.